Recently, a person asked me if I had a book that explained the theology of the Church of Christ. By the word theology, this person meant the teaching that is found among teachers of the Churches of Christ. Well, truly, the teachers among Churches of Christ should be teaching no more and no less than God's Word on any biblical topic. And so the question should be then, what does God's book teach?
You are listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world.
Most all of the teachers who believe in Jesus as the Christ also believe that the Bible is God's book. And so here is a good question. If believers in Christ believe in the one book, the Bible, then why do the different people of these different churches teach so differently? Well, my friend was interested in exploring the history of different churches and examining the teaching that made each church peculiar or distinct from other churches. And so my friend was correct in observing that churches teach differently on the same topic that they find in the Bible. Of course, every church that believes in Jesus as the Christ will teach many things alike. In fact, probably more things will be taught alike than taught differently. That's right. But still, upon closer examination, we will find that particular peculiar teaching that sets one group of believers off to themselves. In fact, some groups even name themselves after their peculiar teaching. We may all say that the Bible is our guide, but in reality, our interpretation of the Bible can surely be different, can't it? And that interpretation becomes our guide. Therefore, it is imperative, friends, that people learn how to interpret the Bible. Does the Lord God, who gave the Bible, teach people how to interpret His Word? You know, Jesus was the greatest of interpreters because He knew the mind of His Heavenly Father. On one occasion when Jesus was offered food, He said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." John 4, verse 34. In John 6 and verse 38, we read where Jesus said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." Well, even at the age of 12, Jesus amazed the Bible scholars with His understanding of Old Testament Scripture. It was said that all that heard Him were astonished at His understanding and answers. Luke 2, verse 47. Well, Jesus then is a perfect example of how to interpret the Scriptures. First of all, Jesus is an example of pure motivation. It was His will to do God's will. When we approach God's Word, we too must come to God's Word with pure motivation. Listen to what Jesus said to some interpreters of His day. "I have come in My Father's name," He said, "and you do not receive Me. If another person comes in his own name, you will receive him. So how can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe Me, for he wrote of Me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe My words?" John 5, 43-47. You see, friends, pure motivation enables a person to interpret properly God's desires, to seek God's desires. Those interpreters to whom Jesus was speaking were seeking the praise of men, not praise of God. The praise of men, that is, the approval of men, is the wrong motivation. All of us like other people's approval. That's true. But seeking the praise of men will cause us to interpret according to either our own views or interpret according to the views of others. We will not seek God's interpretation. However, when the glory of God is our highest goal, when to do the will of God is our highest desire, then our motivation in approaching the Scriptures will be like Jesus' motivation. Jesus is an example of studying the Scriptures with a pure heart. Jesus is also an example of trusting God's Word that is found written down in Scripture. There are many people who cannot properly interpret the Bible because they do not actually trust the written Bible as God's Word. Some people believe that God is still revealing messages to them in the ear through the Holy Spirit, even though those messages contradict what is written in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 4, we read about the time Jesus was tempted by Satan. Jesus had just been baptized in the Jordan River by his cousin John. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit, where he fasted for 40 days. When Jesus was physically at his weakest, Satan suddenly came to tempt him, but he found Jesus spiritually strong. Satan tempted Jesus in the same three ways that he tempts you and me. That's right. That is, Satan tempts us with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And notice the two lusts. Lust of the flesh, desire of the flesh, the desires of the eyes. What is desire except that which motivates us? And so Satan was attempting to get at Jesus through his motivation, through his pride. Satan was after the soul of Jesus, like he is also after your soul and mine. Three times Jesus answered Satan's three temptations by quoting Scripture. Moses had written down God's instructions 1,400 years before, and Jesus believed that those instructions were still true. He trusted what God said to Moses. Jesus quoted from Moses' 1,400-year-old book that we call Deuteronomy. Jesus trusted God's written word given to Moses and written down by Moses. Jesus used those words as a defense against Satan's temptations. Jesus understood the meaning of those passages, and he believed those sayings were true, and he applied them to his own life under those tempting circumstances. Well, since Jesus answered Satan's first attempt with a Bible verse from Deuteronomy, in the second temptation, Satan shrewdly quoted a Bible verse from Psalms. Yes, this proves to us that Satan knows the Scripture as well as anyone, probably even better than anyone. Satan tried to make Jesus think that Jesus would be obeying God if he jumped off the temple so the angels could catch him. Satan had an ulterior motive in his interpretation of that psalm, but Jesus quoted another passage from the book of Deuteronomy. Now wait, did Jesus' quote from that passage in Deuteronomy contradict Satan's passage? Oh no, Jesus quoted a passage from Deuteronomy that clearly proved that Satan had wrongly interpreted the psalm. There was no contradiction between Moses and David. They lived over 400 years apart, but they did not contradict one another. You see, Satan had misinterpreted the passage from Psalms. He interpreted it to suit himself. Satan had an impure motive. He had an impure heart. You see, Scripture does not contradict itself. The Holy Spirit was with Moses, and the same Holy Spirit was with David over 400 years later, and the Holy Spirit never contradicts himself. Friends, if there appears to be a contradiction between Scripture, then it is because there is a misunderstanding in our minds, and a misunderstanding may be due to an impure motivation. True interpretation of a passage will always harmonize with the rest of the Scripture. Do you believe this fact? So many people believe that the Scripture contradicts itself and cannot be trusted. Therefore, they do not trust the Bible to express God's truth. These people should be mistrusting their own interpretations and perhaps their own motivations. We should trust God's Word. This faith, this trust in God's written word is a major key to properly interpreting the Scripture. That's right. Furthermore, Jesus shows us that we must live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. Jesus trusted his entire Bible, and he shows you and me that the harmony between the Scripture is what we should be looking for and searching for. Furthermore, Jesus is an example of a person who takes action based upon God's Word. That is, Jesus' behavior was shaped by what he read in God's Word. He took his Bible seriously. We see this clearly when Jesus came to Jerusalem and entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of thieves." Mark 11:15-17. Well, the priests and the elders of the people who came up to Jesus after that, as he was teaching, they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority?" Matthew 21:23. You see, Jesus obtained his authority for his actions from the Scripture. The Scripture that said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for the nations." And since God's house had become a den of robbers, Jesus took it upon himself to cleanse it of wrongdoing. Now that is an example for you and me. We should actively correct things in the church, in our lives, that are not authorized by Jesus' New Testament. After all, Jesus is the head of his church. Shouldn't a Christian take action in his own life based upon the authority of Jesus' doctrine? Before his ascension, Jesus said this, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Matthew 28:18. Yes, Jesus Christ is a great example to you and me for interpreting the Bible. First of all, Jesus had pure motivation. He simply wanted to do God's will in his life, no more and no less. We should have pure motivation when we open the Bible. We should be humbly seeking to do God's will in our lives. Secondly, Jesus is a great example of trusting God's word, taking God at his word. Jesus was not afraid of apparent contradictions. Jesus knew that the true interpretation could be discovered in the harmony of those two passages. Not only would this be true of just two passages, but all the passages of the Bible that pertain to a topic will be in harmony. The true interpretation of Bible passages, friends, is found in the harmony of all the verses. Thirdly, Jesus based his behavior in his life upon the will of God found in his Bible. When we find God's command, then we need to obey it. The Scripture says that Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Being then made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. As the old song says, we need to trust and obey. Jesus' half-brother James put it this way, "Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." James 1:22-25. Yes, friends, don't you want to do the will of God? You'll find that will of God in the pages of Holy Scripture.
You have been listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world. You may wish to view our website at www.voiceoftruth.us. That's www.voiceoftruth.us. May God bless you, and thank you for listening to The Voice of Truth.
Power and strength to the Lord of Lords.